There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby!
That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 at Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Election Day Eve. Of course, the normal part is that the polls open at 7 and the polls close at 7. Some of the other things that are not the same, it's July 14th coming up tomorrow that we're going to be voting. Also, I had some more questions about the mask stuff. We'll get into that in the second half of the hour. But basically, it looks like what our discussion was last week, and we had a discussion with Jason Johnson from Lanyap, that state law precedes municipal law. And I want people to wear their mask and do right out there. I'm just saying, people keep putting this question, well, what if I'm asked to remove my mask to show that I'm the person in the picture ID? They can't make you do anything. Thank goodness for a limited time. We're still a free country. But they can deny you. So in this case, the state order, in Secretary of State's office in charge of elections, they can actually supersede the municipal mask ordinance. All right. And for most people, it's not a big deal, but there's some among the audience that have to, you know, get in the nuance. And that's what we're here for, to try to get those questions answered. So there you go. All right. Let's talk about tomorrow. And one of the names you'll see on the ballot tomorrow, you may even see him at your polling place, candidate for the AL1 Republican primary runoff, Bill Hightower, joining us. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Sean. Hello, District 1. Looking forward to tomorrow, no doubt.
And it seems like a long time since back in November. Remember that when we had that debate with all y'all back in November? Remember that?
Yeah, thanks for putting that on. I've referred people back to that several times so they can get a sense of the candidates.
That was truly, literally, it's a long time ago, but it just seems like a whole long time ago as well. So here we are in the last 24 plus hours here before the polls close. Let's talk about what you do now. I mean, your messaging, you think you've done that? Now, is it a get out the vote, or is it what is it in your camp? What are y'all doing right now?
Well, certainly get out the vote, you know, but it is, our messaging's been done. We've been trying to get the message out. See, I've got over 50 volunteers that are going across the district in order to get out the vote. We've got a lot of activities to do that. And we're seeing the message is resonating that I'm the only pro-life endorsed candidate. I'm the only candidate in this race that supports term limits. I'm the only candidate that's fought every tax increase. So this kind of thing people really care about. I think it's going to motivate them. They don't need to be scared about COVID. I think our local officials have done a great job protecting people and the Secretary of State as well.
Now, I want to go back to one of the things you said this last time you're on with us as well. You're the only pro-life candidate. You're saying that Jerry Carl is not pro-life?
No, let me correct you. I'm the only candidate endorsed by the National Pro-Life Association.
Gotcha. Okay. All right.
And that means a lot. They don't normally get into primary, but when they saw my 40 years of work in the pro-life movement and some of the toughest pro-life legislation being passed in Montgomery, including a resolution condemning Doug Jones, they said, Bill Hightower is the real deal.
Now, let's talk about on doing the job, right? That's what we're doing tomorrow, at least partially. There is a general election in November. But we're picking the person, Republicans are, that we think can most do the best job for AL1. I know you had to work for the whole Republic, but y'all's job is for AL1, too. I mean, your main constituents is us right here in Southwest Alabama. How are you the better choice for that?
Well, I've already mentioned the fact that I'm the only pro-life endorsed candidate, but I'm also the only candidate that's supporting term limits. You know, 80% of the Republicans in Alabama want to see term limits. I was on the Alabama Executive Committee for the Republican Party, and they overwhelmingly supported term limits. Those things are broad issues. They're heartfelt by us, and we don't want to see new taxes. I fought every tax increase in Montgomery. But when you get down to some of the other issues like growing jobs, I've done that from the state Senate, but I'm also done that from a corporate perspective. We got to support Austell, right? I mean, they're the second largest employee here, and they are so cool. These ships that they're making, and they're going to start making steel ships, they're so cool, and it's so important. My opponent says China's not a threat. You see, China has 300 Navy vessels. We have 287. But we have by far superior power in the air. We have 9 carrier strike force teams. 10 of those are Nimitz class. 1 and soon to be 2 are Gerald R. Ford class. So we have a tremendous sea power. But China is growing. They already outnumber our vessels. And this is why Austell is so important. They take that technology, they put it into a small vessel that's super fast. That's exactly what we need in our Navy.
Now, and I don't claim to be the warfare expert here, but, what kind of war do we fight with China going forward? We think about LCS and littoral combat ships, right? So close to shore, nimble, shallower draft versus the old line big battleships. What kind of war what kind of war are we in a standoff in with China?
Well, it's going to be a cyber war. It's also going to be a somewhat of a trade war because we have to have fairness. And until they're willing to give it to us, we're not going to stand for anything else. President Trump's done an exemplary job in trying to hold their feet to the fire. And China's a bad actor. They're not like America. They don't have a universal set of values where they value human life. You know, they prosecute, they jail the missionaries in China. We don't do that here in the United States. They just have a whole different set of values. But there's technology transfers that they're stealing from us. They have access to our capital. It needs to stop. We need to stop investing in companies in China, supporting their technology growth and military capability.
This question here, back to term limits here, said, you claim to support term limits. Are you going to limit yourself to 6 years or 3 terms?
Yeah, I was the only one to bring a term limits bill to Montgomery, and it was unfortunately voted down. So I intend to do the same in Washington, D.C. And with the once we get a bill in place, I'm going to vote for it, promote it, try to get everyone to sign up for it. It's going to be a battle.
That's a tall order.
Especially with the Democrats.
That's a tall order.
Because the Democrats do not want term limits at all.
Well, and it has to be. I mean, it's a tall order because until... Nobody, the term limit thing comes up a whole bunch here, and I got to tell you, I'm really worried about the strength of the Alabama delegation going forward. We could be looking at 6, not 7 congressional districts, and we could be, in a matter of time, looking at a pretty darn junior senatorial delegation.
Yeah, that's why you need to get people in office that have some headroom and can be there to get seniority and play major roles. I mean, Congressman Gary Palmer is on the policy committee. He's number 5 in leadership. That's an excellent example of new blood, somebody that sees life differently. They're not a career politician. He was with the Alabama Policy Institute. He got in there. He started to make a difference in bringing great ideas to the leadership. That's exactly what I want to do, trying to bring things like term limits, a balanced budget, support our military in so many different ways. Because it's going to be critical. We have a tremendous military footprint here. We also need to work on expanding Airbus, of course. I've already worked to recruit Airbus suppliers to Mobile in the Gulf Coast because it's going to benefit all of the Gulf Coast.
I hope that's a whole nother issue, is where the airplane manufacturing business goes, you know, in a year and 2 years, are people going to start flying again? But that's not a it's not a political question. That's kind of a news question.
From a corporate strategy, though, these companies have to eventually locate their assembling here in Mobile. But what they've got to do is they've got to locate their other supply chain support mechanisms here. And I can tell you that it's so fragmented in Europe, the cost, the logistic cost is unbelievable. What we need to do is get them to locate, co-locate the supplier base to have closer supply chain mechanisms here to benefit Baldwin, Washington, Escambia, and Mobile County. You know, that's one of the things I like to point out is that when I was in the state Senate, I worked for Baldwin County. I did things like work to build the Gulf State Park, improve their infrastructure, golf carts in Fairhope. The people in Mobile know that I worked for Mobile in Dolphin Island and Theodore and Tillman's Corner in Mobile, the city of Mobile. But I've done broad work for the all of the state.
Coming right back. More with Bill Hightower and your questions at 343-0106. 343-0106. We'll be right back.
With Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 122, FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. We'll get right back to the conversation with Bill Hightower running in the AL1 Republican primary runoff. But we've gotten several questions about this, so let me quickly, and then we can circle back after the bottom of the hour news. Questions about where do I go vote? Because there were some changes out there. Remember that? Some changes for a few of polling areas. I know for Mobile County, because I've got the card thing at my house from probate Judge Don Davis. But if you will go, if you don't have that in front of you, if you can go, if you could just search alabamavotes.gov. It's actually the actual address. And Dalton, if we want to link this through, it's myinfo.alabamavotes.gov/voterview/ See, this is what happens. You get these addresses. Just go to myinfo.alabamavotes.gov. It'll get you close enough. And if you'll go in there, you'll see a tab here to find out where you should vote. So you click that, and it says polling place. Locate the name and address of the polling location where you're registered to vote. This has the update here. So you put in your county, right? You put in Mobile County and your last name and your date of birth and hit search, and it'll kick out where you're supposed to vote. So we'll link that through. I'll put it on the Twitter feed, or if we want to put it through for folks on the text line, although we can't text everybody back, but it's out there. So yeah, make sure you know where you're going to vote tomorrow. All right. I'm sure that that's of concern to all the candidates like Bill Hightower, that you know where you're going to vote. Bill, you know where you're going to vote, right?
I sure do. I'm going to be there at 9 a.m. And then we're going to go precinct to precinct. It's going to be an exciting day. We're looking forward to the outcome. All my kids are in town, and we're having a great family time, knocking on doors, working for the campaign.
And at this point, that is what it's about, right? It's turn out the vote. It's reminding folks that are going to vote for you to show up and vote.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we need to do is get them out. And don't be fearful. Go out and vote for Bill Hightower. And vote for this important U.S. Senate race. We've got to have somebody to beat Doug Jones. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, and Doug Jones, this war chest continues to grow. That's a whole other story for the general election, but there may be a lot of attention here on the Alabama Senate race. It already has been. Even more could be coming. All right, Adam says, please ask Bill Hightower to give a brief description of your business history in Mobile.
Yeah, so I went to USA and went to Vanderbilt for an MBA and went to work for manufacturing companies. And then we moved back to Mobile, and I did some work for Integrity Media here in town, a great media company. And then I transitioned to a Balfour Beatty, a company that does infrastructure work, and they're really growing their footprint in the United States, so I was helping them in a tremendous way there. Right now, I work for a company that is a coatings company, and they've been generous to allow me to run for office while I'm working with them at the same time.
Let's talk about the bridge. And let's talk about, if you're elected, how the heck are you going to get members of Congress from places not here to get on board with this idea of getting a bridge built, but not paying for it with a toll.
Well, Sean, we already have done that. Our mayors and our people along the coast, they went up to Washington, D.C., and they took a huge number of mayors and city council people from all along the Gulf Coast, not just Alabama, because they all see it as a problem. And that was done during the Obama administration. And people were so impressed with the unity of our community. That's just the kind of thing we need to see happen again. But there's only so much help that can come from the federal government. We've got to make the decision in Montgomery, and you and I have talked about it. We're 12% of the population along the coast here, but we generate 30% of the state's revenues. We are the goose that laid the golden egg. And so Alabama needs to step up. And our local delegation in Montgomery has to insist upon it and not get outvoted by the North Alabama folks who seem to get every road they ever want.
Yeah, that's always been the worry. And something I've learned specifically about the federal side of this is that even if federal, and I think I have this correct, even when federal money comes, let's say, for a bridge project here, you couldn't, as if you were elected to AL1 as our congressman, you couldn't direct that money specifically to the bridge. It would still have to go through LDOT, right? So there's still, even though you could make your move federal level, there still has to be state politics in play.
Sean, I'd make the best logical argument I could about why this bridge is necessary. And then I would hold the state's feet to the fire and would not let up. We've got a great local delegation, and they can do that, but they got to be active in it. And if we ever go back again to redraw the lines in the House and the Senate in Montgomery, I hope somebody will add a senator and add a House member in this region here so we can have more voting power when the time comes.
Now, let's look at the other part of this, too. In Congress, let's say you had already been elected and you're in office today, and we're facing what is most likely going to be another call for federal money, you know, to be, whether it's additional PPP or individual stimulus. Well, I don't know, they call them stimulus checks, individual checks coming out. Do you think we need more federal money sent to the states? Do you think economically, do you think that's the right decision right now?
Well, in terms of the COVID crisis, I think we got to wait to see what's been done is going to work. What troubles me is that they implemented a policy, the Democrats did, which now gives people the incentive not to work. That's bad policy. And the Republicans tried to stop it, and they couldn't. That's why we need to win back the House. It's going to be tough, but we need to win back the House so we can stop that kind of nonsense going on.
What about going forward here in the House? You know, we've got a situation where you might be not dealing with a Republican president. You might not have a President Trump. What happens to Alabama if it's a President Biden and you're the congressman from AL1?
Well, let me say this, that I'm hopeful that President Trump's going to win. And if he does, these next 2 years are going to be so critical, because after his second year, he'll be a lame duck president. Mm-hmm. So we got a tremendous things to deal with. We've got to make sure our defense is in place. We need to continue to build the wall, to change the immigration policy, stop illegal immigration, anchor babies, lottery, visa lottery. There's so much that we need to do and accomplish. And Senator Shelby also is going to be a key part of that. He's got a lot of leverage. I'm going to support and work with Senator Shelby, always have, when it came to the Restore Council, trying to get these BP funds back down on the coast. Richard Shelby was a tremendous resource, and I want to leverage that relationship to get the funding for the bridge that we need here in Mobile. But if Biden gets in, you're going to need fighters to hold ground. It's going to be an all-out war against our Republic and against Republican values. And you need to know that somebody has the experience to shut down the House if they need to, and filibuster power to stop that bad legislation. It's incredible. Ocasio-Cortez, we think she is some outlandish single person up there, but 80% of the Democrats vote with Ocasio-Cortez whenever a vote comes up. That's scary to me. You need to know that somebody's conservative, somebody can hold their ground up there and have the backbone to do it, and I've got it.
All right, so there it is. Closing thoughts. You got 30 seconds here before people go vote tomorrow.
Well, Sean, thanks for having me on and for your service to the community. I appreciate everybody listening and giving serious consideration to the candidates. I'm the only pro-life endorsed candidate. I'm the only candidate to sign up for term limits. The other candidate has not agreed to do that. I'm also the candidate that has voted against taxes. My opposition, he's voted for taxes in Mobile, and it's on video. He says he wants to raise your taxes when he gets to Washington, D.C. Folks, the choice is clear to me, but I hope you will go and exercise your right to vote, and you can go to BillHightower.com, learn more about me, or go to Bill Hightower for Alabama on Facebook.
All right,
thanks
thank
again,
you, Bill.
Sean.
Thanks, Bill.